Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Very, V-A-R-Y, Necessary Podcast. What's up?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, I'm be good.
How are y'all?
You're not.
I'm gonna be good today.
No, you're not.
Yes, you will.
I want to apologize to our listeners
for what?
The last episode, how terrible I was acting. I thought, you know, sometimes
something just get in you.
Had you
cutting up real bad. I don't. Why is the music? Why is the motherfucking music still playing?
Because you can't.
Here we go. That was
if you stay off the TV. You could take the music off.
I thought you said you was apologizing.
You know that was
over. I was, but see, that's...
No. Because nobody had to know. Right, you could have been like...
I'm sorry, Mr. Engineer. I didn't mean to yell at you, best friend.
He know you and yelling at him.
He's going to put his thumbs up. That's the way...
That's a dismiss.
Yeah, that's... Shut up, bitch. That's what that means.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he did it again.
See?
That was a confirmation.
Yeah, that was shut up, bitch, again. I know when somebody trying to skirt.
That
me.
Was okay. Oh, girl, bye. What's going on? How was y'all week?
Great.
My grandbaby just turned one.
I know
it. I know because her and Emirates is together.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
When
are they a day apart or the same day?
Day apart.
Okay.
Because your baby on the 19th, right?
Yep.
Emirates on the 20th.
Yep.
So when Vaughn was making her big announcement on the 19th by her granddaughter, right?
Uh-huh.
Last year. So then my baby was born the next day.
Yep.
And I said, I got one too.
You sure did. Yeah. I thought you was joking.
No.
I thought you were joking. I thought you wanted the baby too. Now, whose baby is that?
That's my youngest brother.
Okay, you're on your dad's side. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's his daughter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because her name is, what is it?
Emirates.
It was, what's her middle name?
Mystique.
Mystique. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what I remember.
I said, Lord, they done gave the baby a scruple name. No, it's not. Emirates is so beautiful. I was just in love with her name. And she is going to look just like me when she grows up. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. All the little.
She does. She looks like.
She does.
She looks like Yoshi. Me. Matt and
look at Michaela.
Michaela. Seriously, she does. But you
and your mom look alike. So you take a lot of your genes from your dad's side.
I look like everybody. I have a chameleon face.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I look like my mother. I look like my father. I look like my grandmother's. Mm-hmm. I look like three of my cousins.
Okay.
And that's on my mom and dad's side. So,
oh wow,
I have that. And my face is very, it's just a chameleon face.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Because, you know, usually it's like the mom.
So I have,
dad side.
I have like really distinctive features, yet I tend to look like all those people.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
So the girls all favor.
Right. And they all favor their aunt.
Oh. Now, are you the only sister on your dad's side? I mean, with your siblings, are you the only sister?
No. My dad has a daughter, an older daughter, older than me.
Okay.
And then out of my mother's children, of course, I'm the only girl.
Right. I knew about your mom. Mm-hmm. Okay. So your dad, you're the second. It's only just you and your sister.
Mm-mm.
No, girls.
Girls, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, interesting. I knew you had some brothers on your dad's side. I mean, of course, I know your mom's side, but okay, cool.
And Sue know all her siblings. She ain't got no outsiders. I guess you got any outsiders? It's just you and Joan?
Well, from my mom, yes, yeah. Me and Joan. But, you know, we have different fathers.
Right. But from your dad never had any kids.
Biological father, right. Yes. I have an older brother. His name is Xavier. We're maybe a 2-year difference in age.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never met him. You know, I never met my biological father.
You seen a picture of him?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Well,
I even asked my aunt. They've never seen him either. They never saw me.
Oh,
so
well, up until
they just know of that he had 2 children.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And see, that's why I did the ancestry, because my daddy was such a whoremonger when he was younger. I mean, it is what it is. I love my daddy.
I know.
But he was hooking and crooking.
Digging and sticking. That's what he did was doing. He was living his best life.
At least he wasn't on a bus line. He was from here to
Colorado.
Okay,
But so I did the ancestry swab and putting all my information in, and went back like 8 generations, and I discovered so many things. Yeah, but I was thinking maybe it would plug me into a sibling that I didn't know about, because he got them everywhere. But no siblings have come up yet.
Yeah, I've done ancestry as well.
Not that I don't know about.
I have one first cousin that popped up, but nobody, like, we still cannot connect the dots.
So you did the swap?
Yeah, I did ancestry years ago. I got a tree out and everything. It's huge. Yeah. I've been doing ancestry for like 7-8 years now.
Okay, good. Yeah. Stick with it, because, you know, the more people will, you know, catch on. I mean, you could just be one day, like, I just got a message the other day that popped up because I never knew who my great-grandfather was on my dad's side. And the little girl was like, I think we have the same great-grandfather. So I'm just waiting to hear back from her now. Okay, I'm just like, I might have got some intel.
Oh.
Yeah, so we got to stick with that. We got to know where we coming from.
And see, for him, for the guy, he is a, his mom, somebody was adopted. One of his parents were adopted, so they never knew anyone from the family. So that's why it's hard for me and him to connect. Because I don't know my dad's side of the family other than my aunt.
Right.
And she's not familiar with anyone ever being adopted on her side of the family.
Oh.
So she said if it was, it's not talked about. And they have such a small family. Like, she's the only, she's the last living person in her immediate family. Like, both my dad and his other sister passed away. The parents are gone. So she's the only one left.
Wow.
And then they don't have a large cousin base. So it's like, I don't know who this person could be or who was up for adoption. Mm-hmm. So it's a mystery right now. But he's coming up as a for sure first cousin.
Okay. Hey.
On my dad's side of the family.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's very interesting.
Hey.
And speaking about
past.
The past, yes, it's about reconciling with your past.
That's our show topic today.
Yeah, and I can. That's our show topic. And I was listening to this person on Instagram, and they were talking about reconciling with your past. And I did something, clicked off of it, and couldn't even go back to it. Couldn't find it. Tried to do some search words, couldn't find it. And normally, when I see videos like that, I like to like it, just in case something happens, so I can go back into my history and view it. But I didn't do that. So when I was over here thinking about reconciling with my past, one thing I had to reconcile with is my past of not knowing who my father is and being okay with that, so I can move forward.
Right.
Because that has been a big hindrance in my life, not closing that chapter. And I think I could not close that chapter in my life until me and my mom had a sit down. Until she opened up to me. Mm-hmm. And she never really opened like I wanted her to. So I had to be okay with that. Mm-hmm. I had to learn to let that go.
Mm-hmm.
That's her choice. I cannot force and I cannot make her, but I still love her. And because that was hindering me. And how it was hindering me is because I started building not hate towards resentment. My mom, but yes, resentment and being rebellious. And so that was hindering me from growing. That was hindering me from accepting things from her. Cause I don't want nothing. I didn't really want anything to do with you at this point.
Right.
So,
but do you think, is she taking into consideration why you want to know?
Yeah, but okay. At the same time, I have to be okay with her decision, and I have to be okay with, cause the thing about it is, it's not affecting her; it's affecting me.
Right.
And as long as it's affecting me, I'm not going to be able to move on.
Right.
So if I want to move on, I have to either accept it for what it is, and or I don't have to. I can just accept the where it is in this place mm-hmm. for me. And it's not like I told Sue, it's not about I'm forgiving. It's, you know, because a lot of people think when you reconcile with right. your past, you're forgiving that person. That's two different things, mm-hmm. separate things. And so it's not even about a forgiveness thing from me about her. It's just that, you know what? These are questions and answers I would never get, and I need to be okay with it.
Right.
And I need to move on, because if not, I'll be stuck. I'll be stuck.
Vaughn, do you think that because you have met your aunt, do you think that is somewhat of a closure for
oh,
you?
Oh, it's a big and closure. A connection? Oh, most definitely.
And I think we talked about this most before.
I'm closer to yeah. her in the so when I found her in 2018, I feel like spiritually I am more connected to her than I am to my own mom's siblings that I grew up with in the same house.
And do you mind if I share?
Oh, no, go ahead.
So I think we were traveling somewhere. I can't remember where we was traveling to. And she, I think we were coming up here to record. Mm-hmm. And she, her aunt called.
Mm-hmm.
I could have sworn that was Vaughn on the other line.
We it are was, so identical.
It was amazing.
Mm. We talk about when it seasonal depression. We talk about what is it when you have to have attachment?
Is it attachment disorder?
It's not an like how I have to be around people.
Right.
She's the mm-hmm. same way.
Attachment disorder.
I draw my energy from being around people, where some people have to leave off and recharge.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you recharge with
other I recharge wow. with other people,
mm-hmm.
and when I'm by myself, I feel drained. I feel like my life is being sucked away. Mm. I feel boxed in. I feel closed in. I don't feel my best self. But as soon as I get around people, it's like energy. I feel like I am alive. No, I'm alive. Oh, alive. I'm not. Oh. I don't feel like being by myself is a struggle. In the house by myself, I could for a short period of time, it's okay. It's like having a surgery, right? And you're bedridden for 3 weeks. You mm-hmm. can't go anywhere, and it's beautiful outside. It's sunny, mm-hmm. and you got cabin fever. And it's mm-hmm. like, I got to get out. I got to smell the air. I don't care how dirty it is. I just got to get out. That's how I am when I'm by myself.
But you're saying beyond getting out, you're talking about you actually need other people.
Yeah, I need to be around other people. I cannot work from home. That would drive me up the wall. I cannot do it. I have to be around other people. Even if you don't say anything, I got to be around just the presence of someone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, I'm not saying 24/7.
No.
But, you know, there's times where I want to be by myself.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I have to be around people.
So just a guesstimate. Like, what's the longest you've been, you know, just secluded? And I won't even say secluded in the house, because you could be out.
But I live by myself.
At what point, maximum hours, do you start to crave other spiritual energies?
Oh, probably a couple of days. 2 days.
2 days? After 2 days, you about to kirk off?
Uh-huh. I have to see somebody every day. I got to see someone every day. I don't care if I have to leave my house, go to my mama's house, sit with her for 20 minutes, and go back home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have to see someone every day.
Hmm. I never heard of that before. Have you heard of that?
I have. And actually,
and talking on the phone is okay, but I have
to. You have to be in sight.
Engaged.
You have to be mm-hmm. right face to face with someone. Okay.
That's why, dude, if you go to jail, we done. I can't do that. I can't do long distance relationships.
Because you have to see the person. Mm-hmm. Now, do you have to see like that mate every day?
No, I don't have to see the person. Not every day.
But you have to talk to
them. Yeah, I got to talk.
Okay.
If I can't see you every day, it has to be for a reason why I can't.
Right.
See, I'm the total opposite. I can go a very long time without being around people. Mm-hmm.
I will go out the house, but I really enjoy my solitude. It's a peace for me. I probably couldn't work from home because with my ADD, I wouldn't get no work done. I'd be just finding stuff around the house to do. But I really enjoy being by myself and being away from people. I don't really like people. I don't really like people in my family. Like talking about, that's enough. And I am one that can have long distance relationships. I love long distance relationships because I want to be bothered when I want to be bothered. And yeah.
And see, I'm a touch person.
I'm not. I'm a touch when I need you to put the dangle in my twangle. And that's enough for me. But I'm just saying. What?
Okay. So
we're polar opposites.
Yeah. I have recently learned that me disengaging myself from people, that's a trauma response for me. I recently learned this in therapy.
But you're saying disengaging, like is that when, like ghosting?
Like when I don't, you know, I love being at home. I love being at home, being by myself. You know, I can sit there, what have you. But I also learned that me not being around people for a amount of time, that's a trauma response for me.
Why?
And so...
I
accepted accountability to where mm-hmm. I do not want to feel like I am bothering people. So.
See, and I don't have that problem.
I don't want to feel like I'm bothering people.
You don't feel
people.
Like you bother
so
people?
Maybe I'll call you one time. Mm-hmm. Like if I call y'all one time, y'all won't see I won't call y'all back. I'll wait for y'all to call me. Because I don't want to feel as if I'm burdening anybody. So I have been tasked to reach out and try to engage in some type of activity or something at least two or three times a month. And I guess I still have failed miserably. So that's what I've learned to do.
And I don't call nobody either.
So like
I will call you in a minute.
Like I will call, but then it's like, okay, well, I don't want to seem like I'm bothering them. So I'll just wait. And
I don't have a problem with asking.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with calling.
Oh, yeah, I don't have a problem with asking.
I don't have a problem with.
So that is what I learned. So to hear, you know, the attachment disorder, to hear, you know, like, and being alone, because I am an introvert.
So, yeah.
So it's just.
I've always said that Vaughn is the one, Sue is the two, and I'm the three. So you get the best of all worlds with us, because, like, you see the extreme extrovert. Mm-hmm. You see the intro extra, mm-hmm. and then you have the extra.
Intro.
Excuse me. So you're the extra. I'm the intro, mm-hmm. and then you have the.
Yeah, I'm
here
in the middle.
Yeah. So, I think that's why we balance so well together, because none of us are the same.
Mm-mm. And I'm a go with the flow person.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
Yeah, I go with the flow.
That's just okay. All depends on.
That's what I'm saying. You're in between. I'm not in between though.
I'll be all hype and ready to go, and then right. 5 minutes later, I'm like, right. I don't want to do this.
So that's why I say she hit a miss yeah. on so many. And I'm just like, yeah, I ain't going.
I was shocked to learn that though in therapy, because I was like, well, you know, I didn't think it was a trauma response. Of any kind. I just thought that was just me. I was just giving people the respect that, you know, but she's like, no, Sue, you gotta work on that.
I pulled this post up this morning and I cackled
at it because it reminded me of myself. It says, people who keep their phone on silent 24/7 are so done with life.
That's you?
That's me. I never put my ringers on my phone.
Why?
I don't have notifications. I literally have to look for your message or look to see where my missed calls are.
I've seen it.
I got notifications on everything.
I tell people all the time.
Well, some of my notifications don't even come up. Yeah. I don't even know people.
I even got notifications on my Starbucks when my order ready.
I tell people all the time. I talk 8 hours a day at work. When I leave, I disconnect because I already don't want to do this, but I got to eat. And I have to have a roof over my head, so I have no choice. But if I had my way, I would stay home and I would be happy.
Mm-mm. See, and I
and I wouldn't talk to people until I was ready to talk to people. I gotta be in the mood
for people to talk to.
I gotta be in the mood to people.
I talk to anybody,
And I agree with that. I mean, I am the same. But I did notice when I work from home, it was like cabin fever. And like by day five, mm-hmm. I was ready to go. And I think I usually be like, hey, what y'all
doing? But you used to get out and walk stuff.
That was still by myself.
Yeah, it was.
It was by myself. It was. It wasn't with anybody. So like I said, I had to take accountability
mm-hmm.
and say, you disengage yourself. You don't want to be involved yourself. So, you know, I have to task myself now to at least do two or three things. And like I said, I'm feeling miserable. But,
is what you said about yourself with you not wanting to make people feel like
I'm a burden.
Is that something in your past that mm-hmm. you're reconciling?
Yeah. Yeah. So that was the that is the trauma.
So did somebody
response.
Make you feel like you were bothering them you were asking too much?
I think so. So that's why I don't really ask much. I just try to do everything.
I think things can shut you down. Mm-hmm. Certain things can shut you down.
But you know, another post I looked at said, you're not asking or expecting too much. You're just asking the wrong person.
Right.
Because the right person is not going to think what you're asking or expecting of them is too much.
I'll ask my parents, of course. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's just something I got to work on. It's like as soon as I get over one hurdle, it's like, okay, well, you know what else I found in this, you know? Mm-hmm. So like I said, it's been going good. It's going great. And I'm accepting responsibility. Like you said, make amends with things. One thing I can say about making amends with my past, I think the past 3 years, I have fully done that. And it has helped me move forward in everything.
And that's the whole purpose about reconciling.
Yeah.
It's not that you're looking for forgiveness mm-hmm. or you're looking for acceptance. Right. You are releasing that, you're breaking that that shackle that's holding you back mm-hmm. from moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And I see the progress and I see, you know, because if for some things I would be a little bit reserved to, you know, either address or move forward with. But now it's just like I can see where I have made amends with so many things that's why now I know that I'm like in a better place. You can tell you feel good mm-hmm. about yourself. Mm-hmm. You're able to, you know, move forward with the relationships that you want, whether it's, you know, in friendship or, you know, intimacy and things of that nature. It's just a breath of fresh air.
And it's pretty much not holding grudges.
And it's not. Mm-mm. It's not no love lost mm-hmm. or anything like that. It's just, you know, you just move forward.
Yep.
You know, and you go on to
sorry,
the
we can't continue this friendship, relationship, business, whatever. And, you know, it is what it is. But I have to release myself. And I'm sorry if I hurt you in the process. You don't have to accept my apology, but I know for me, if I need to move forward in life, I got to go ahead and just close those chapters, reconcile that, you know, whatever it is, so I can move forward. Because if not, I'm going to always be looking over my shoulder, wondering what coulda, woulda, shoulda. Mm-hmm. And, I'm not stopping my blessings. Right. Blessings going to come, mm-hmm. you know. But just imagine all the other blessings that you're stopping.
Yeah.
Right.
Holding on to something mm-hmm. that don't need right. or want to be held.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think mine is like a combination of y'all's. I think too many times I've overplayed my part with people
mm-hmm.
and I've done too much. And I could have been giving that energy to someone or something else.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I just do what's best for me and the solidarity mm-hmm. of my aloneness helps me to focus more on where I need to put my energy at, the things I need to put my energy in, more so than 'cause people and their thoughts and their talking
mm-hmm.
tend to taint my good thinking
right.
and having great perspective on where I need to go next. There's a song by Snow Allegra. It's called Save Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's like one of my favorite yes. songs right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to that song maybe about 5 or 6 times a week. But when I tell y'all, I always kind of joke and say I'm almost dead, but I don't know how many more days I got left.
There you go.
So my last, you know, years, days, months, hours I got, I'm going to be so fucking unapologetically selfish mm-hmm. with. Because I've done all that I care to do, want to do, need to do for anybody on this damn planet. Everything now, all my money, all my time, all my loving, it's mine.
It's yours.
Mine, damn it. Don't come around here. So if a man want to come in my life and love me, I want him to know you're going to love me harder than I love your ass. I'm sorry, sir. That's what it is. And anybody else, my grandchildren, who else? Because, you know.
Now, when the grandchildren come, it's going to be a whole different.
No. Because, I'm going to tell you why. Because you can
remember this episode.
Yes, it is. Because you can love children. And I don't know if y'all have ever felt this way. But I have nieces and nephews that I love very much. But you can love children, even my daughter. And when they get in their own zone and in their space with their friends and their people, you loving them. You loving on them. And they giving you their ass to kiss. And I don't like how that feels.
Them grandbabies not gonna do that.
Yes, they are.
No, they won't.
When they babies, they gonna love on you. And then when they get bigger and then they start mm-mm. getting into their own identity and their
it
friends.
It just depends on how it just depends on the relationship.
They're going to treat you some kind of way.
Well, of course you're gonna have
it's
a
different.
Separate life.
It's different.
You are. You're gonna have a separate
but
life.
But you remember how they always, grandma, grandma, grandma. And then as they get bigger, it's not grandma, grandma anymore. It's grandma, I'm going in the room to play my game now. Oh, well, grandma, I don't need to come over here every weekend no more. I got sports. I got my friends to go to. And
that's
I got
why
this
you
and that other.
That's why you
and then
make
but
yourself
you
a
have
part
so
of,
much of a balance
yeah.
that you're going to enjoy that time with them when they do come around. But I applaud you being selfish.
Self-aware.
To love yourself.
And, mm-hmm.
and put all that time and energy into yourself.
I am. And so when I said about the grandkids things, I'm a let my grandkids fuck with me when they want to fuck with me. I'm not going to be like.
I mean, that's going to come right. a point in time because mm-hmm. you think we did our parents that the same way.
Yeah, we did.
But I'm never going to have my heart set on, well, I thought you was going to come over here and spend time with me and da da da.
Oh, no.
No. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say, when I say save myself and focus on myself mm-hmm. and be selfish with my time mm-hmm. and my self-love for me,
mm-hmm.
like I'm only fucking with who fucking with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not calling. Mm-hmm. See, I feel like when people reach out to me, that's when they want to be bothered with me. So we can rap. And then when I'm mm-hmm. done with that, I'll be like, all right, that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
I've had enough of that.
Mm-hmm.
And all right, well, let's go to bed. And it's not. Does that sound crazy?
No,
well,
that means,
no.
No. And that's how you operate. That's just your.
I've had. Because I would rather do that. Or I would rather somebody say that than to get off the phone and be like, God damn, she don't know when to stop talking. She just called me. And and another thing, I'm going to tell y'all. Well,
see, I would say, all right, that's enough. Time to go.
Yeah, you'd be like, so, you know, we're wrapping up a phone call. You'd be like, well, yeah, let me get on in here and do so and so and so and so. And you do that. But, you know, some people, they don't know how to cut it off.
That's why you got to cut it off for
them. Know when to hold them, know when to fold them. But number one, when y'all call people, ask them when you get on the phone. This should be your intro. Hey, how you doing? Are you in a place or in a mood to have a conversation right now? Don't get on the phone with people and just because you don't give people the opportunity to say, well, goddamn, I just walked in the house. I ain't take my shoes off, my jacket off. I need to get in the house and take my clothes off and put my robe on real quick before I start this shit with you.
Oh, and I probably have the comment,
Kurt. Well, right. Hold on. Some people don't. Some people pick up the phone like, oh, this could be important because she don't normally call. But when I call people, I'll be like, hey, what you doing? You around somebody? Can you talk right now? Mm-hmm. Like, I ask.
I only do that when I got something to say, like tea.
Do you have the mental space to you know, hear what I want to talk about right now?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy because I usually text and be like, I'm about to call you and I'll let you, like right. I did you last night. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I'm going to let you know about blah, blah, blah tomorrow. Because I could have went on a rant last night, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But
same way when you're making plans with people. When you make plans with people, it's a good thing to say. So if we say, so it's Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say we say, hey, Friday, we're going to get together and we're going to have drinks. Mm-hmm. Sounded like a good idea today. Kind of what Vaughn was talking about before. Sounded like a good idea today. Well, let's say Friday gets here. I have had a hell of a day at work and I don't feel like it. At least have the common courtesy to get on the phone and tell people, hey, I know we said we was going to meet for drinks, but I had a shitty day.
Right.
I'm not in the mind space to do that right now. So y'all just go have drinks without me, and I'll catch y'all on the next one. Have the common courtesy, though, to send that text.
Right.
Or, you know, transmit that information somehow. But just to, like, I ain't going to call. Or I ain't gonna pick up the phone.
Nah, because that's like that's some hanging. Bullshit.
Yeah, that's and I don't like when people do stuff like that. So, but we know them people.
Yes, we do.
That do shit like that.
Yeah.
So
speaking of them people, those people that leave bad taste in other people because of their own actions, those are the people that need to reconcile that mess as well.
Oh yeah.
I don't understand how a person can move in life knowing they have caused havoc, right? Mm-hmm. And they move on with life as if nothing has happened. And it's like, how do you sleep good at night knowing that you done been over here and you started the fire and you walked off?
Because you have people who feel like, going back to my El DeBar song, time will reveal. But so you have some people who think, oh, the more I let time linger, they'll forget about it. That's just like when motherfuckers borrow money and they think time gonna go by and you gonna forget about the money. No, no, nigga, I did not forget. Back in 1979, I loaned you $80.
Right.
So, yeah, I think that's why it's important to state your presence and stance on, we ain't talking about nothing. We ain't doing nothing. It's nothing until we address the matter at hand. We can't move on anywhere. We can't talk about what you heard about Sally and, you know, what. No. So the next thing come out your mouth is how you going to rectify the situation with me.
That's it.
When you gonna pay the money back you owe me.
That's it.
When you gonna do this? When you gonna do that? Because we can't move
forward.
Even
if you don't ever pay the money back, you need to acknowledge the fact that, hey, I know that I owed you $80 10 years ago and I never paid you, But that's been eating at me. And I do, I'm sorry. I just did not have it. And I didn't know how to come to you and tell you I didn't have it because I was embarrassed.
Right.
Whatever the situation is. And, you know, I have it now. I can give it to you. Or where you may say, you know what? I don't even need it no more. Or you may say, you know what? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Regardless, that's the type of reconciling your past that right. needs to happen.
Because them feelings
when you
ain't
wrong
lingering.
Someone, I don't care how embarrassing or how, you know, so much time has gone by. You need to do it. You need to release that because you cannot sit here and tell me it doesn't bother you. It has to have some type of
it bothers
ounce.
You. I don't know if it bothers the other person that's done it. Do
no.
you think it bothers that person who's
I think
done it?
The person that, yeah. I even if it's hidden in the subconscious.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you're right.
It comes up every now and then, especially if it's something that happens that triggered that moment.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to think about it. Let me tell you, I right. have not ran into a individual since an incident happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee you, every time something happened in her life, because I have always been there to help her, you going to sit here and tell me that has never crossed her mind? I know it has.
Yeah, I sure wish Vaughn was here now so we can
I know it has.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, I'm good. Like, I don't need your forgiveness. I don't need any of that.
I need the acknowledgement of...
I don't even need the acknowledgement. But if I know I need to move on, if I was that person, if I need to move on to just to make my relationships better.
Mm-hmm.
Because just think about it. Let's say relationships. Our relationships are never... Every time we turn around, we got a new set of friends. We have a new significant other, mm-hmm. because we don't know how to accept things for what they are, and we move on to the next thing without even properly ending the relationship or the friendship or the business or whatever. But that's
what I said, the acknowledgement, because
but
I
is
feel
that
like once that person
yeah.
comes to you and say,
acknowledging, gonna, yeah.
I have an issue with closure. It's hard for me to do closure and accountability with people. And I know some shit happened
with me and
you.
I don't do closure with people who done me wrong.
Right.
I don't do closure.
But if she were to come to you like that,
mm-hmm.
I have a problem with accountability and closure. If she would come to you like that, straightforward, I think a weight would be lifted off both parties. Because number one, now at this point, she's acknowledged where she has an issue or why that little riff happened mm-hmm. with the two of y'all, and it's made her feel better because now I've acknowledged that I have a problem. This is my problem. This is what I need to work on,
mm-hmm.
like mm-hmm. make it a point mm-hmm. to work on this. Somebody gonna get fired today.
Fine.
You know, just mm-hmm. make it a point to really take a second look at how you do things, how you move with people henceforth.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing you can do about the past.
Right.
But it's a whole lot you can do with the future.
Whether that person
based on what
still
you have
don't,
acknowledged and what you know now. Because when you know better, you do better.
Even right. if that person still don't want to mess with you, F with you or whatever.
Yeah.
It don't even matter. It's, you know what? I'm trying to right a wrong that I created.
Yeah, we at
and
peace
And I
now.
Am trying to...
Mm-hmm.
Whether you cuss me out mm-hmm. afterwards, I should be able to understand
mm-hmm.
that it can go one or two ways.
Right.
Either you're going to sit there and listen, or you're going to be like, you know what? Save it. I don't want to hear it. You know what? I've made peace because I attempted.
Right.
I tried. And, you know, it wasn't as successful as I wanted it to be, but I tried mm-hmm. it. So guess what? That book is now closed and I can move forward with whatever. It's all about righting the wrongs that you created, or it's about making peace in your life so you can grow into other areas in your life that where you've been kind of sheltered or boxed in or afraid to move forward because of whatever.
Yeah. I saw a post that said, I wonder, do women apologize, or would a woman think to apologize the same way they expect men to apologize? You saw that post?
I saw something similar.
And I have no problem apologizing to men when I do something.
And it was a man that posted.
It was a man who posted that. Yep. Because men apparently don't think that women apologize.
And that was baffling to me.
Yeah, because I've apologized to so many men.
Yeah.
I really believe women are more apologetic until they are scorned, until they have gotten burnt, until they have been pushed away. And that's probably when you're not going to get the apology, because how many times has she tried to apologize and you dismissed it? And now she's not apologizing. It's a problem. You know, it's like, come on, dude.
But does the man deserve the apology sometimes, or do you deserve the apology? Sometimes I think you just need to apologize to yourself.
Right.
Like, why have I sat here and put up with this shit for so long? Why have I sat here and allowed this nigga to play in my face for so long? But, you know, on the back end, too, you have to apologize. I am sorry for allowing you to get away with this shit for, you know, or I am sorry for allowing you to think that you could continue, or you could do
after you apologize,
right? Like,
in the, and I guess,
like, it's so many ways you could go with
and
that.
And the response, I guess, with me as I'm sitting here listening to you two, is like, okay, we reconciled, and then I still allowed you to come back, and you still have the same access to me. So, are you going to learn? No, you're not going to. You know, so it's here. It is building the boundary to say, yes, we're cool, but you're not just gonna have, or you've got to earn that back in some kind of way. We have to build that trust back.
Me and Mr. was talking, and he said, men get away with things because women
allow them to. Yeah.
And he said, and I said, well, what have I allowed you to do? What have I allowed you to do? He's like, oh, you don't let me get away with nothing. No.
Right.
And he said, "Now, men, you know, do the things they do because women allow it."
Yep.
Or think, because I'm sure my significant other, when we on and off, he thinks that I've allowed him to get away with things, when in all actuality, I've not allowed you to get away with anything. I'm doing me too.
Lord him.
So, but here we go.
I hope he ain't listening.
I wouldn't give a goddamn.
Oh, gosh.
Because, and here I am. And I've been straightforward with that. I'm going to allow you to do just what you want to do in this situation and take however I want to take. Because I'm still going to do whatever I need to do to make me happy.
So, okay.
Because like I told you, how we are as people. I fuck with people how I want to fuck with people. They fuck with me how they want to fuck with me.
Is that healthy, though?
It's healthy for me.
How?
But it's not. We might talk about that offline.
Yeah, we can talk. Yeah, that's it's no, it's probably textbook. No, it's not, you know, the thing to do. But, hey.
Is it like a game almost?
No, I don't feel like it's a game. I feel like it's a, I'm going to state my piece and say what I have to say. Don't get me wrong. But I'm also going to, if I can't get the communication I need to get with you, then I'm going to communicate with other people. Like I told my friend, I can get intimacy from other places. And I don't necessarily have to get intimacy with sex.
Right.
I can get intimacy with my friends. I can go on trips with my friends. I can I can massage a client and get physical touch. I can go and have a massage and get the physical touch I want without it being inappropriate. So you see what I'm saying?
Right.
I can access all my needs and everything I need to get what I want. And I still don't have to feed into your bullshit. So you're not hurting me not being the man I need you to be. You're hurting yourself, because I know the yosh I am. I know what I embody as a woman. And I can be everything and more if I'm getting what I need.
However, if I'm not getting what I need, what the fuck make you think I want to give you everything you want? It don't work like that. That's not fair. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, no, you're not going to get 100% of me while you giving me 60. I don't roll like that. Mm-hmm. And so when I want to be bothered with you and I feel like a 60% day, then I'll come fuck with you. But if I feel like I need 100% day, yeah, I turn your ass off. I'm dealing with that shit today. I mean, but that's healthy for me. You could look how you want to look.
I'm just smiling.
Look, I'm like Patty. I'm on my own.
Technically.
Technically. Okay. And I'm saving myself, like Snow Allegra has said. Get us out of here.
Y'all.
Is y'all finished talking about y'all subject?
it's our subject. It's not y'all subject.
I mean, okay. The very necessary podcast subject of the day.
Don't be trying to separate yourself.
Was reconciliation. I've done reconciled. I gave it over to the Lord and he
worked. Do you feel like there's things in your life that you need to reconcile with your past? Or do you feel like you have reconciled your past? It whatever it is. Like, there's some things in my past I feel like I still need to reconcile.
I don't feel like I need to reconcile anything in my past because the past has happened.
Right. The past has happened. There's
nothing I can do about it.
The past has happened, but sometimes so it can prevent yeah. things from the
you're right.
in your present that you don't take accountability
that's why
for.
I said acknowledging what has happened. And knowing better and doing better. So I see,
acknowledge it to yourself. Mm-hmm. I was wrong for doing X, Y, speaking it to yourself. Even if that person is not, you know what? I was wrong. I should not have done this. And
but I wasn't wrong if I didn't know better.
But if you did know better.
Okay.
If you did know better.
So a lot of shit that I did in the past is because I didn't know better. I didn't know self-love, self-worth. How to treat other people, I didn't know better. But once I knew better, I did better.
You did.
So it's a difference between somebody who knows better and who chooses right. to fucking do wrong.
Right, right,
versus when
right.
you don't
We're
know
talking about you knowing that you've done wrong.
Okay.
It's not about
yeah, but that's,
not
those
knowing
are the people
it.
Who I've apologized to.
And it's not like, really apologizing at this point. It's not even
just making amends.
Making amends.
Yeah, making amends.
Yeah.
Like, you know what?
You know, and if you have the, mm-hmm. you know, the advantage to apologize to the other parties, that's good.
Yeah.
But as long as you're good with
yourself.
But
that's why I sleep good at night.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you know
I don't owe nobody nothing. I've apologized. I've made amends. I've done the work internally and externally.
And you got to still hold yourself accountable.
And I do. I always hold myself accountable. I talk to y'all and say, now. I'm wrong for this. Tell me if I'm wrong now. Because what do I
and
say?
Those
what
check-ins.
Do I say
those
all the
Those are
time?
Those check-ins that you
I
need
I
want right.
be
to
be a better Yolanda every day.
Mm-hmm.
I am not beyond being a better person, knowing more, doing more, you know, and understanding who I am and how I can be better.
Right.
So check me if I'm wrong right. all the time.
It doesn't have to be bad. It can be... being late, being a procrastinator. It can be something as simple where, you know what, I hindered you from, or I hindered myself from this, and I need to reconcile, I need to let it go, and I need to move forward.
Yep.
Right.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
People, but I don't, to answer your question, Vaughn, about I don't think it's anything else anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm good. I'm good with my past, and I've reconciled and made amends. With a lot of things.
I know. I need to reckon. Yeah. I need time management.
Oh, now time management is a whole different story.
Yeah. Because I need to do better.
Oh, yeah. Vaughn,
yeah.
I do. I need to do better.
Yeah.
And I can't remember which celebrity said something about time the other day, but he said rich people.
Lil Duval.
Was it Lil Duval?
Mm-hmm.
What did he say about
he said
disrespecting
that,
people's time?
Rich people don't never
I'm
be
sorry
late.
For wasting your time. You know what? I didn't realize how important time is.
Time is important.
No, and that's because you guess what? My time isn't your time and your time isn't my time. But if I'm on your time, That's just like, for example, picking you up this morning. Mm-hmm. I forgot that I was blocked in because I was ready to go. And I was like, darn it, I got to move this truck out the way. This big, big truck, got to move it out the way. I got to back it back in. And that took a little extra 3-4 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then 3-4 minutes caught up in the wrong traffic.
Right.
Can set you back by 15 minutes.
Right.
So now it's like if I continue to do that all the time, that's a problem.
But that's why you have to plan to be everywhere you need to be 15 to 30 minutes early. Because even in the Army, they say if you're on time, you're late.
You're late, yes. Just thinking about, you know,
if you're supposed to be at work at 6 o'clock.
I'm so sorry for all them times I used to make you late to church. And mom, I'm so sorry for them times I wouldn't get up when you asked me to get up out the bed to go to school. Because guess what? I grew into that person as from an adolescent all the way to my mid-40s.
But where did you learn that? That lateness, that tardiness?
They allowed it.
Oh, okay.
When your parents,
other people just kind of being late to stuff.
Mm-mm. No. But when your parents allow you to do things because you're the baby, or don't do this, or you know how they say when your parents get older, they don't have the, like grandparents. We ain't got that fight in us like we had when our children was younger. Mm-hmm. Oh no, honey, let me give you a piece of candy to hush you up. Okay. You know, so that's how my parents were to me. I was just different.
Okay.
So, and it grew. So time management, you know, I told my mom, I told her just a while back, I was like, I'm just sorry because now I see how important it is to be on time. I see how important it is to.
I'm sure she appreciated it.
She does, because she is OCD. Mm-hmm. She is early to everywhere. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah. My mama don't respect nobody's time either. She just late.
Really?
Well, when it come to me. Because I've asked my mama to pick me up several times. That nigga get there 10, 20 minutes later. Like, really, ma?
Why?
And I'm trying to teach my niece that as well.
I think she's on time to the thing she want to get on time for, but never me.
Like, I can't see that.
Like, she be all right. I mean, I know she coming, but when I tell you that lady, child.
I cannot see that.
Y'all don't know about Laney. Well, anyway,
we about
it's
to be
time
out.
To go.
Yes, we are about to be out. It's been a day, y'all. It's been a real, real busy day. And it's going to get busier.
And the week is coming.
Oh, God. With that being said, y'all catch us on all podcast platforms. You can catch us on our website at the very, V-A-R-Y, Necessary Podcast at .com. And if you want to send us an also very necessary letter, send it to us via email at theverynecessarypodcast@gmail.com.
All right. Each week, do something to improve your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Why? Because self-care is very necessary.